ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै एतत्कृतं यत्कदनं त्वयाद्य धर्मद्विषां देवि महासुराणाम् रूपैरनेकैर्बहुधात्ममूर्तिम् कृत्वाम्बिके तत्प्रकरोति कान्या एतत्कृतं यत्कदनं त्वयाद्य धर्मद्विषां देवि महासुराणाम् रूपैरनेकैर्बहुधात्ममूर्तिम् कृत्वाम्बिके तत्प्रकरोति कान्या एतत्कृतं यत्कदनं त्वयाद्य धर्मद्विषां देवि महासुराणाम् रूपैरनेकैर्बहुधात्ममूर्तिम् कृत्वाम्बिके तत्प्रकरोति कान्या नौ एतत् कृतं यत् कदनं त्वया अद्य सो नौ देवि इफ् यु सी दट् वर्ड् इस् अ देवि सब्ट् दट् वर्ड् देवि ओ देवि अद्य टुडे देवि सेकेण्ड् देवि इस् वोकेटिव् केस् ओ देवि अद्य टुडे त्वया by you atmamurti means what your own form one's own form anekaihi rupaihi bahudha krutva anekaihi rupaihi bahudha krutva means converting your own form atmamurti into many forms converting your one form into many forms atmamurtim anekaihi rupaihi bahudha krutva making your one form into many forms adu oru uruvathai pala uruvangalaga seidhu bahudha na palaveraga seidhu so converting your one form into many forms आत्ममूर्तिम् अनेकैः रूपैः बहुधा कृत्वा धर्मद्विषाम् असुराणाम् धर्मद्विषाम् मीन्स् दोस् हु हेट् धर्म मीन् दोस् हु आर् अगेन्स्ट् धर्म दोस् अपोज्ड् टु धर्म those who are opposed to dharma dharma dvisham means of those people who are opposed to dharma or against dharma see dharma dush means a hater of dharma dharma dvisham possessive plural of those people who are against dharma or opposed to dharma or enemies of dharma Dharmadusham means of the enemies of dharma. It's adjective of what? Asuranam. Asuranam of the demons. So Dharmadusham is adjective of Asuranam. Asuranam of Asuras. Yat kadanam kritam. Yat that kadanam the destruction that destruction which was done yat kadanam kritam enda kolgal seyyapattado yat kadanam that destruction kritam which was done tat etad yeah probably just started Yetad kritam, I'm repeating again. So, tadu yetad Anya ka prakaroti? Anya ka prakaroti? Anya, who else? Anya ka, ka who? Anya, other. Other than you, who else other than you? Prakaroti means does, means who can do, who else can do other than you. Tad yetat, that act of destroying the demons. Anya ka karu prakaroti, who else can do that other than you? What it is said, Hey Devi, adya tvaya atma murtim anekaihi rupaihi bahudha krutva dharmadvisham asuranam yat kadanam krutam tat yetat anya ka prakaroti. What she says, O Devi, today converting your one form into many forms, okay, the destruction of these demons, destruction of the demons who are enemies of dharma, was done. The destruction of the demons, the enemies of dharma, was done by you. And that such an act of destruction of these demons, tad yetad appadipatta oru seyalai, anya ka prakaroti, who else does do it? Mean what? Who else can do it other than you? So destroying demons cannot be done by others. Only you could do it. That's what it means. I'll repeat again. Devi, adya tvaya atma murtim anekaihi rupaihi bahudha krutva dharmadvisham asuranam yat kadanam krutam. Kadanam means destruction. Yat kadanam krutam tad yetad anya ka prakaroti tad yetad na appadipatta enda oru kolai seyalanadu seyyappattado anda appadipatta oru kolai seyal unne thavara yaaral seyya mudiyum. Anya ka prakaroti, where yaar seigiraal, na who else can do it? Even though the verb is in present tense, you must take it as a ling, okay? Who else does it? Not who else can do it other than you? So who else could do this, which you have now performed? What is that? Yat kadanam kritam, yat kadanam kritam, that destruction of demons, the enemies of dharma, which was done by you, yad yetat kritam, tad, that act of killing, anya ka prakaroti, who else could do this? How did you do? Devi herself, one Devi herself, converting herself into many forms. ஆத்மமூர்த்திம் அநேகைஹி ரூபைஹி பகுதா கிருத்வா, ஒரு தோற்றத்தை பல உருவங்களாக மாற்றிக்கொண்டு தர்மத்துக்கு புறம்பான அசுரர்களுடைய கொள்தலானது எந்த செயல் உங்களால் செய்யப்பட்டதோ அந்த கொள்தலை செய்வதற்கு உங்களைத் தவிர வேறு யார் இருக்கிறார்கள்? தேவி, அத்ய துவயா ஆத்மமூர்த்திம் அநேகைஹி ரூபைஹி பகுதா கிருத்வா தர்மத்விஷாம் அசுராணாம் யத் கதனம் கிருதம் தது ஏதத் அன்யா கா பிரகரோதி. That is the meaning. Is it clear? Sometimes to adjust the meter also to bring in the mantras are hidden there. I told you already. Therefore they have put extra words to give the same meaning. எந்த கொலையானது செய்யப்பட்டதோ அப்படிப்பட்ட கொலை செயலை உன்னைத்தவரையா, இந்த மாதிரி சிம்பிளி எது ஏத்தத்து துவயா கிருத்தம் தது, தட் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் விச் வாஸ் டன் பை யூ, தி சேம் திங் ஹூ எல்ஸ் கேன் டு இட். காட் இட்?
What does Ambike mean, Swamini?
Ambike, evocative case of Ambika. Hey Ambike. Oh, I missed that one. Okay, then. Yeah. Hey Ambike, who else can do by other than you, ho Ambika. Ambike is a vocative case of Ambika. O mother Ambika. Who else can do such an act of destroying the demons, the enemies of Dharma, which was the destruction, the act of destruction which was done by you today, the destruction of the demons, the enemies of Dharma, such an action, other than you, who else can do it? Who else could do it? Is it clear? The Ambika is a vocative case. See, a lot of the relative pronouns, yad, kadanam, kritam, tad, yenda kolashayal say, yepatada, and the kolashayal, etad, tad, etad, so many pronouns. Is the content is this much? Is it clear? Okay. Ye rogana seshana paham situ, finish that. Next. Vidyasu shastreshu viveka dipeshu adyeshu vakyeshu chakatvadanya. Vidyasu shastreshu viveka dipeshu adyeshu vakyeshu chakatvadanya. Mamatva gatteti mahandhakare vibhramayatyetadativa vishvam. Vidyasu shastreshu viveka dipeshu adyeshu vakyeshu chakatvadanya. Mamatva garteti mahandhakare vibhramayatyetadativa vishvam. Vidyasu shastreshu viveka dipeshu adyeshu vakyeshu chakatvadanya. Mamatva garteti mahandhakare vibhramayatyetadativa vishvam. Vidyasu shastreshu viveka dipeshu adyeshu vakyeshu cha ka tvadanya. Mamatva garte ati maha andhakare vibhramayati yetad ativa vishvam. Beautiful verse this is. Clean language. Vidyasu. All possess locative case plural. Vidyasu. Shastreshu. Vivekadipeshu. Adyeshu vakyeshu cha. Yetad vishvam. Ati maha andhakare mamatvagarte. Tvadanya ka ativa vibhramayati. Okay. See, Sati Saptami is used in the sense of in spite of also. Vidyasu Shastreshu. Shastreshu means in spite of the scriptures available as means of the attainment of knowledge. Vidyasu Shastreshu means In spite of the scriptures serving as means of knowledge, vidyasu shastreshu. Viveka dipeshu. Deepaha means light. So deepaha plural, dipeshu. Viveka dipeshu means Viveka Deepaha is the explanatory texts of Upanishads. The Upanishads, in spite of the Upanishads revealing the truth. Viveka means in spite of the Upanishads which through, in spite of the Upanishads, the lamps of Upanishads, which throw the light of discriminative understanding, Viveka Deepeshu, means in spite of the lamps of the light of Upanishads throwing the discriminative knowledge, Viveka Deepeshu. All locative case plural, we have to take it in spite of. அது விவேகத்தை தருகின்ற விளக்குகள் போன்ற விவேகம் என்கின்ற ஒளியை தருகின்ற விளக்குகள் எல்லாம் இருந்தும் விவேக தீபேஷு வித்யாசு சாஸ்திரேஷு தென் ஆத்யேஷு வாக்கியேஷு ஆத்யம் வாக்கியம் மீன்ஸ் த ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆத்யம் வாக்கியம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் விச் மீன்ஸ் த ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ் It stands for Vedas. Adyeshu Vakyeshu, in spite of the timeless scriptures Vedas, in spite of the timeless scriptures Vedas being there, Adyeshu Vakyeshu, Mujumudar Surukkalahi Vedangal Irindum, Adyeshu Vakyeshu Cha, means what? In spite, and in spite of the timeless scriptures Vedas being there, In spite of all of them, what happened? Etad Vishwam, this universe, this cosmos, Etad Vishwam's object here, in the Ulagattai, okay, objective case, this cosmos, Ati Maha Andhakare, அதிமஹா அந்தகாரே அந்தகார மீன்ஸ் டார்க்னஸ் மகா அந்தகார மீன்ஸ் பிட்ச் டார்க்னஸ் அதிமஹா அந்தகார மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹைலி அதிமஹா அந்தகார மிக 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 இருட்டு ஹைலி டார்க் இன் பிட்ச் டார்க்னஸ் அதிமஹா அந்தகாரே இன் திஸ் டார்க்னஸ் மமத்வ கர்த்தே இன் திஸ் அதிமஹா அந்தகாரே மீன்ஸ் இன் தி பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி டார்க்னஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் மமத்வ கர்த்தே மமத்வம் means sense of possession and gartha means trench samsara mamatva garte in the trench of samsara known as my sense in the trench of samsara known as my sense twat anya ka twat anya ka Ka, who, Tvat Anya, other than you. Who else other than you? Highly blinding darkness of Ahankara. Mamatva Garte. Gartaha means trench. So, in the trench of samsara, in the trench of the samsara in terms of my sense of possession, the trench of mamakara, the trench of samsara in terms of sense of possession, mamatva garte atimaha andhakare, the great blinding darkness of ahankara. மமக்கார மீன்ஸ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் தீசே மமக்கார த்வது அன்யா கா அதர் தேன் யூ இன் தி சம்சாரா இன் தி சம்சாரா the twinge of samsara, which is fraught with my sense, mamakara, sense of possession, twadanya, other than you, ka, ativa vibhramayati. Vibhramayati. Vibhramayati whirls. Who else other than you whirls this universe highly in obtaining in the highly blinding darkness of ignorance and obtaining in the trench of samsara fraught with sense of possession. அது ஞானத்திற்கு வேண்டிய சாஸ்திரங்கள் இருந்தும் வித்யைக்கு வேண்டிய சாஸ்திரங்கள் இருந்தும் விவேகத்தை தருகின்ற உபனிஷத்துக்கள் வேண்டிய வழக்குகள் இருந்தும் ஆர்தேஷு வாக்கியேஷு இன் ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் தீஸ் டைம்லெஸ் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் வேதாஸ் பீங் தேர் முழுமத சொற்களான வேதங்கள் எல்லாம் இருந்தும் ஏத்தத் விஸ்வம் இந்த பிரபஞ்சம் அதிமகா அந்தகாரே அதிமகா அந்தகாரத்திலே இருட்டிலே மமத்துவ கர்த்தே மமத்தை என்னும் படு குழியிலே மமத்தை என்னும் சம்சாரமாக குழியிலே இந்த உலகத்தை துவதன்யா உன்னைத் தவிர வேறு யார் மிகவும் சுழற்றுகிறாள் சுழற்றுவது. ஹூ எல்ஸ் டஸ் வேர்ல் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஹூ எல்ஸ் டஸ் வேர்ல் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இன் திஸ் சம்சாரா. The trench of samsara filled with darkness of ignorance. Vidyasu shastreshu, viveka deepeshu, adyeshu vakyeshu, chakka twadanya, mamatva garte atimaha andhakare, vibhramayat yejadativa vishwam. It is you, Devi, who alone whirls very fast. You alone whirl this world very fast in this the trench of samsara with the sense of possession and it is filled with the darkness of ignorance of ahankara. It is you who alone whirl this universe. Needan the ulagatte surattrukirai. Vidyasu shastreshu viveka deepeshu adyeshu vakyeshu cha katvadanya mamatvagarte ti mahandhakare vibhramayatyetadativa vishvam. Raksham means Devi is the source of samsara also. Without samsara, Devi, where is the samsara? That's the meaning. Raksham siyatrogra vishaschanagaha. See, earlier we saw all the shastras also, shastras are all Devi. The samsara is also Devi. Devi is free from everything. Raksham siyatrogra vishaschanagaha. Yatra rayodasyu balani yatra. தாவானலோ யத்ர ததாப்தி மத்யே தத்ர ஸ்திதாத்வம் பரிபாசி விஸ்வம். ரக்ஷாம்சி யத்ரோக்ர விஷாஸ்ச நாகாஹ யத்ர ஆரயோதஸ்யு பலானி யத்ர தாவானலோ யத்ர ததாப்தி மத்யே தத்ர ஸ்திதாத்வம் பரிபாசி விஸ்வம். Rakshamsi yatrogra vishaschanagaha. Here you break it. Rakshamsi. Yatra. Yatra means the place where. Yatra is a relative expression. Yatra, the place where. Yanda idathile. It's not a question actually. It's a relative expression. Yatra, the place where. Rakshamsi. Rakshas means rakshasaha. Rakshas is a sakaranta shabda. Rakshasa is a akaranta shabda. That's a rakshas means one demon. Rakshamsi, many demons. Like manamsi. rakshamsi yatra rakshamsi, the place where all the demons are, yatra uraga ugravishaha nagaha, yatra the place where ugravishaha, highly poisonous serpents are there, or the snakes are there. Ugravishaha nagaha, kodiya vishamudaiya nagangal, ugravishaha serpents are there, highly poisonous serpents are there. Arayaha cha, arihi singular, arayaha plural, arihi ari arayaha, so arayaha enemies, cha and enemies are there. So yatra rakshamsi, the place where demons are, yatra ugravishaha nagaha, the place where highly poisonous serpents are there, arayaha, the and also enemies are, yatra, the place where dasyu balani. See, dasyuhu means a thief, a dacoit is called dasyuhu. Dasyu balani means crowds, where groups of thieves, dacoits are there. Dasyu balam, dasyuhu means a thief. Dasyu balani means what? Crowds of, groups of thieves are there. Yatra, again the place where dava analaha. See, analaha means fire. Dava analaha means what? The forest fire. Is yatra, okay, yatra finished. Tatra, in that place also, in such a place also, tatha, similarly, abdi madhye sthita, abdihi means ocean, abdi madhye sthita, she who remains, or remaining in the middle of the, in the center of the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, abdihi ocean, madhyam nadu, kadalin naduvil irundu hundu, abdi madhye sthita, remaining in the center, or remaining in the middle of the ocean, the center of the ocean, O Devi, Tvam Vishwam Paripasi, you Tvam Paripasi protect. See, Pari is a Pati, you know the verb Pati? Pa is the root, Ti is the verb, sorry, affix. Second conjugation of Pati. Pati means protects. And Pari is the prefix, same in. Pati protects, Paripati protects on all sides. Paripati. That is why the word pati from pa, this dhatu only you get, from the word pati only, you get the word pita and patihi. Pati iti patihi, pati iti pita. Now, father and husband. The Bhagavan has a called jagat patihi, because protector. Now, pasi, second case, the second person verb, pasi, gachasi, like pa. Paripasi, O Devi, Paripasi, you protect on all sides the entire universe. Vishwam, Tvam, Paripasi, you protect the world on all sides, remaining in the center of the ocean. Abdi Madhye Sthita, Tvam, Vishwam, Paripasi, Tatha, where, in all those places, Tatra, in all those places, in which places, O Devi, remaining in the middle of the center of the ocean, you protect the entire universe. There, where, the place, the where, in all the places you protect, yatra, where, rakshamsi, the demons are, yatra, the place where all the highly poisonous snakes are, arayaha, and enemies are, and also where there are groups and crowds of thieves are, yatra davanalaha, where there's a fire of, there's a forest fire, tatra, in that place, tatha, in the same way, abdi madhye sthita, remaining in the middle of the center of the ocean, tvam vishvam paripasi, you protect the world. Tvam vishvam paripasi, you protect the world. You mean what? Wherever undesirable things are still in all those places also, Devi protects the world, remaining in the center, middle, center of the ocean. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Where there are demons of confused, okay, where there are demons, where there are serpents, where there are foes, where there are robbers, where there is, oh, the fire, I told you, okay. I didn't see the fire, isn't it? Yes, yeah, forest fire, I didn't mention. Yeah, yeah, forest fire. Where there's a forest fire, tatra, that place, tatha, in the same way, you protect the entire world. Okay. Vishveshwaritvam paripasi vishvam. Vishvatmika dharaya siti vishvam. Vishveshavandhya bhavati bhavanti. Vishvashrayaye tvai bhakti namraha. Vishveshwaritvam paripasi vishvam. Vishvatmika dharaya siti vishvam. Vishveshavandhya bhavati bhavanti. Vishvashrayaye tvai bhakti namraha. Again, Vishveshwari, Vishveshwari must be, it can be Vishveshwari tvam, the law, the ruler of the universe, you, tvam Vishveshwari, you can make it either long as a nominative case word, or make it a short, becomes a vocative case. Vishveshwaritvam, O Vishveshwari, ruler of the universe, tvam, you are addressing Devi as O Vishveshwari, ruler of the universe, tvam vishvam paripasi, clean sentence, nee ulagathe mulmiyaga kaakkirai, tvam, O ruler of the universe, tvam vishvam paripasi, you protect the universe. Is this, isn't it? This one, you can understand the meaning easily. Tvam vishvam paripasi. Tvam subject, vishvam object, paripasi verb. O Vishveshwari, Vishvasya Ishwari Vishveshwari. Vishvasya Ishwari Vishva Ishwari. Compound word. Vishva plus Ishwari, what sandhi? What sandhi?
Guna.
Yeah. Guna Sandhi. Yes. Vishveshwari. Hey Vishveshwari, owner of the universe. Tvam Vishvam Paripasi. You protect the universe. Vishvatmika Vishvam Dharayasi. Dharayasi iti. Dharayasi. Vishvatmika Vishvam Dharayasi. Vishvatmika means what? Remaining in the form of the universe. Remaining as the universe. Remaining as the universe or remaining in the form of the universe. Remaining as the self, truth of the universe. Vishvatmika. Remaining in the form of the universe. Remaining as the truth of the universe. You protect the universe. See, Vishvatmika Tvam Vishvam Dharayasi. See, that iti should be taken as therefore. See, Tvam Vishvatmika means what? You are the, you are in the form of the universe. You are the very truth of the universe. Iti, here it should be taken as ataha, therefore. Vishwam dharayasi. You sustain the universe. You hold the universe. You sustain the universe. Dharayasi. You are the name of the truth of the universe. Therefore, you sustain the universe. Vishwam dharayasi. You support the universe. Bhavati. See, first he says Tvam. Then he changes to Bhavati. This is the problem. Tvam also means you. Bhavati also means you. Tvam ni. Bhavati tangal. Bhavati dau Vishvesha Vandya. Vandya means you are bowed to. You are the one who is bowed to. Vandya, vananga takkaval, vananga padihindraval. You are Vandya means you are worshipped. You are worshipped by the Lord's, Lord of the universe. Vishvesha Vandya. You are worshipped by the rulers of the universe such as Brahma. You are worshipped by the rulers of the universe such as Brahma. Vishvesha Vandya. You are worshipped by Vishvesha means the Lord of the universe. You are worshipped by the rulers of the world such as Brahma. I'm adding the word, okay? Brahma. Then, ye, full stop. Ye twayi bhakti namraha. So you are worshipped by rulers of the universe such as Brahma. Ye twayi bhakti namraha. Ye, relative pronoun. Those who, yavarhal. Ye, those who. Twayi bhakti namraha. Those who bow to you with devotion. Ye twayi. Twayi means in you. Unnidathil, vanangukirargalo. You take it as twam, okay? You know it's a twayi. The meaning should be taken in the sense of twam. Ye twam bhakti namraha. Or ye twayi bhakti namraha. Those who bow to you with devotion in you. Ye twayi bhakti namraha. Bhaktya namraha. So those who bow to you with the devotion in you, Vishva Ashrayaha Bhavanti, they become the refuge of the world. Vishvasya Ashrayaha Bhavanti, they become the refuge of the world. Those who bow to you with devotion. Vishwa Ashrayaha Bhavanti. They become the refuge for the world. Ulagathirkku avargal ashrayamagirargal. They become the refuge for the world. Okay. Vishveshwari. Yeah.
Bhavati, this is not a vocative, is it here? So dirgha,
yeah. Bhavati, that bhavan bhavati, that bhavati.
So it's not vocative here.
No. No, bhavati, anta ni taavu anta. Bhavan bhavati, that bhavati. Ikara anta shabda. Not vocative.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. See, Bhavati Vishvesha Vandya, you are worshipped by the rulers of the world. See, Tvam Vishveshwari, you can take that also. Tvam Vishveshwari, you are the ruler of this universe. Vishwam Paripasi, you, the ruler of the universe, protect this universe. Sentence number one. Second, sentence number two. Vishwatmika, you are the truth of the universe. Iti, therefore, Vishwam Dharayasi. Therefore, you sustain, you support the universe. Bhavati Vishvesha Vandya. The present Tvam Bhavati has come. You are worshipped by the rulers of the world. Got it?
Yes, Swami.
See, instead of Tvam, Bhavati has come. That's all. Confusing, but nothing else. And Ye Tvayi Bhakti Namraha, those people who bow to you, okay, those who remain bowing to you with devotion in you, Vishwa Ashrayaha Bhavanti, they become the refuge for the world. Is it clear? Clear?
Yes, for me.
Okay. Devi, beautiful praise, verses. Devi prasida paripalaya noribhite. See, doubt may come. Why one place Tvam, one place Bhavati? Same meaning, one is a Bhavat Shab, no? The doubt may come, isn't it? He, because the mantras, they have to hide the mantras inside, that is why. It's an encryption of mantras. See, the interesting news, I told you about it. Did it tell you? In Narayaniyam, let me tell you interesting thing. Narayaniyam, the mantras are encrypted here, no? In all these Devi Mahatram. In Narayaniyam, we don't have mantras. Beautiful story. See, there is a, in Kerala, there's something called Kattapayadi Sankhya. I'll tell you one day. I was so mad after Vedic mathematics. Because I have to commit to sannyasa only, I left all of them. There's no limit for all of them. Kattapayadi Sankhya. You know, there is something called, very interesting, I would mention in my Narayanam class, my lecture, next lecture. Okay, I'll information for all of you. You will have Narayanam talks with the Bhashyam. I'll send you the book, Bhashyam book for all of you. Narayanam, there's a Bhakti Manjari Bhashyam. I'll send you the copy. Only saw the trial. Okay, I don't know how to use the Zoom and all the things. So, Sunday, Indian time, 4 o'clock will be what time for you? 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Indian time.
10 o'clock at night.
Huh? You are behind, Prabhuji.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, they are ahead now. I don't know how many hours.
11 a.m.
11:30 a.m.
Yeah. 11:30. That time, my talk will be the live talk will be there. If you miss it, you can always see on YouTube, okay? Simply, I just first wanted to, I want to check with my, play with my backdrop and all that, you see. That's why I didn't tell you all of it. Anyway, the talk will be from, I can't listen to anybody this Bhashyam. Please make a note, Sundays and Wednesdays, I'm doing this Bhashyam. I'm doing it for the people who begged for me, that thing. But I'm informing you also, you're all most welcome to join. It will be more Samskritam, okay?
Is it the same time both days? Same time?
Yeah. 4 to 5:30, Sunday and Wednesday. You can inform anybody if you want to inform. Give them my Zoom number also.
It's live on. Okay, it's on your Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom. It may be live on. I don't know. I have to see all those things. YouTube. I don't know.
He knows Swamini. That day is Pradosham. It's a good day. Very good day you're starting.
Yesterday is supposed to start. That's why
I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Okay. I'll send you the copy of this Bhashyam, okay? It's a very old Bhashyam book I found somehow.
Is it 4 o'clock or 4:30?
Indian time 4.
Oh, okay.
Now, you can reduce 4.5 hours now.
It's on a Wednesday and Sunday, Swamini, is it?
Wednesday and Sunday.
You are going to tell the story, cut up or something.
Yeah, tell you. See, no. What happened in those days, I mentioned in my talk also. The first talk is available on YouTube, but it's not a big talk. I'll be repeating everything from the beginning, don't worry. See, there's something called Sangamagrama. Sangamagrama is a secret school of mathematics. Secret school of mathematics is called Sangamagrama. And then there is something called Kattapayadi Sankhya. So those days, because the people had the knowledge of encrypting the encrypting things number in the language. They use the language to encrypt, okay, and also decrypt. So if you take this Ayurarogya Saukhyam, I'll be happy to know the last Narayaniyam last verse. Idamiha Kurutam Ayurarogya Saukhyam. May this Narayaniyam do Ayuhu Arogyam Saukhyam. Longevity, health and happiness. Very nice prayer. Idamiha Kurutam Ayurarogya Saukhyam. So it made this bring longevity, ayuhu, arogyam, health and saukhyam, health, happiness. And this literal meaning of the verse, if you read it, this is the literal meaning. At the same time, Narayana Bhattadri had also encrypted there. The Katapaya, he uses the Katapayari Sankhya that because he must have been part of that Sangama Grama, the secret school of mathematics. So what he did, if you read it, if you put that sentence, Idamiha Kurutam, in that, if you use the software, okay, if you encrypt, if you see the take the sentence, you decrypt it, then it would come to a certain number. Now what is the number? 27th November 1587. Amazing. Idamiha Kurutam is the meaning. And it is what is if you put in software and then if you encrypt it and decrypt it, you would get this number 27th November 1587. And that is the date when he completed the Narayaniyam. Now I want even the boys to learn this. It's a good for health, you see. Now, but you see, Guruvayur in Krishna, Narayana, I gave introduction also. He sat in Guruvayur and he recited 100th day. He finished 100th dashakam, he became all right of his paralysis. Oh. But even faith must be there. If you don't have faith, it won't work. You must have Shraddha. Then you must pray. This is amazing. He took over his Guru's paralysis. Even he himself became paralytic. And then finally what happened? He got well. On the 100th day he finished 100 dashakams. He finished, he became all right. He was a great scholar. So, on that Idamiha Kurutam, literally if you see the meaning will be, made this being, you know, longevity, health and happiness. But if you decrypt it, you would get this number, 27th November 1587. And that day is the day when he finished his Narayaniyam, completed his Narayaniyam, he got well. And not only that was the day Ekadashi of Guruvayur. Kaushik Ekadashi also. Amazing. Like this, what I'm trying to say, even people of those days had knowledge of encryption. And they could beautifully blend this into the kind of, in these lokas. You know, like that. At least there are only encryption of some thing. But here our mantras are encrypted. We don't know how to extract the mantras, that's all. Anyway, let us do the first thing. I've gone out of the track. Narayaniyam is good for young and old and everybody. In India, people have so much of love. They don't know Sanskritam. They mechanically learn the great Shraddha and you must see. Even Ekadashi, I used to go and chant as a child in Guruvayur. We used to recite this. And then they believe, people who want to get date of diseases, they believe. They do Rukmini Kalyanam and then they believe that Rukmini, that marriage will happen for the young girls and boys. They believe. They put mala for the book. Whenever I do a stitch in Aranyam, that the wedding day of Krishna and Radha, you must see people bring so many malas. So many prasadams they used to bring. And what I want to say, the Shraddha is such. So I always recommend Narayaniyam is a Mahavishnu, highly colorful Bhagavan. So all young people also must, it's good for them to. It's good for prosperity, not only for Arthakam, not only for moksha and jnana, it's also for living a clean life, healthy life, meaningful life. People need all this. So everybody. Okay. Let me not go out of the track now. You already have gone out of the track. Okay. Vishveshwaritvam paripasi vishvam vishvatmika dharayasiti vishvam vishveshavandya bhavati bhavanti vishvashaya yetvayi bhakti namraha. See, yetvayi bhakti namraha te vishvashayaha bhavanti. So they become the refuge. They become the refuge of the world. Those who bow to you. Okay. Next verse. Devi prasida paripalaya noribhitehe. Devi prasida paripalaya noribhitehe. Nityam yatha suravadhada dhunaiva sadhyaha. Nityam yatha suravadhada dhunaiva sadhyaha. Papani sarva jagatam prashamam nayashu. Utpata paka janitamscha mahopasargan. I think this Naranim is better for young people to cleanse them everything. I'm very happy to see when Tristan is back. He had some time with his parents. Devi prasida paripalaya noribhitehe. Nityam yatha suravadhada dhunaiva sadhyaha. Papani sarva jagatam prashamam nayashu. Utpata paka janitamscha mahopasargan. Devi prasida paripalaya noribhitehe. Nityam yatha suravadhada dhunaiva sadhyaha. Papani sarva jagatam prashamam nayashu. Utpata paka janitamscha mahopasargan. Okay. Now here, Devi. Again, Devi nominative, Devi vocative case. Oh, Devi, prasida, confer thy grace. Confer thy grace, prasida also means, oh, Devi, confer thy grace. Arulvayaha, confer thy grace. Oh, Devi, prasida. Now, adhuna means now. At this time, adhuna now, idanim. Adhuna means idanim, now. Sadhyaha. Sadhya means immediately, within no time. Sadhyaha eva means now, within no time. Sadhyaha eva, udaneye. Immediately, asuravadhat. Because of the destruction of demons, I mean, within no time, due to the destruction of the demons, naha, us, ari yatha, as, aribhitehe, aribhitihi means the fear caused by enemy is called aribhitihi. Aribhitehe, the fear of demons, aribhitehe. Aribhitihi, fear of demons. Aribhitehe, from the fear of demons, nityam, always, paripalaya, protect. O Devi, please shower thy grace. Adhuna sadhyaha eva. Now, within no time, as you destroyed the demons, and protected us. Similarly, tatha, in the same way, aribhitehe nityam paripalaya, may you protect us, paripalaya, may you protect nityam always from the fear of enemies. Aribhitehe nityam paripalaya. Naha as aribhitehe nityam paripalaya. Sarva jagatam papani. The sins of all worlds, sarva jagatam papani, sins of all worlds, utpata paka janitan, maha upasargan, sarva jagatam papani, the sins of all worlds, utpata paka janitan. There's a mention, you know, utpata means, utpata pakaha means the suddenly arising diseases. So the consequences, janitan means the consequences of suddenly arising things, utpata paka janitan, maha upasarga, you know, maha upasarga means mari mudaliya perundingugal. Amma varudhal namakku corona is right time to worship. Maha upasarga means the great illnesses, ailments such as Mari, Maha Upasargan, Ashu Prashamam Naya, Ashu soon, Prashamam Naya means remove. Prashamam Naya means Aivarki Kondushel. Prashamam Naya means may you lead that to destruction. Means may you destroy them, remove them. Ashu soon, very will. So what he says, remove all forms of evils. Utpata paka janitan. Maha upasargan, ailments, diseases. See, utpaka janitan. See, utpaka means swelling. Utpaka janitan means what? Utpata paka janitan. Paka janitan means the consequences. So those diseases born as a consequence of swelling, etc. Maha upasargan, and the great diseases. The same commentators mentions, there's a commentary there which is Mari, chicken pox, small pox, etc. The upasarga means all those things. Ashu soon, prashamam naya, destroy them. See, those days, corona was not thought of. So they thought only of chicken pox, smallpox. Upasargaha. Yeah, upasargaha means prefix in grammar. But here upasargaha means something suddenly comes, that's those things. So utpata. Not utpaka. Make it a change, please. Utpata. Utpata. See, the word Utpada has so many meanings. Utpata means unexpectedly, suddenly arising situation. Utpata paka. Utpata means so many meanings, but here it means sudden. Adi unpredictably, uncontrollably arising natural crisis. Utpata.
So just the swelling would be paka, then so many?
Yeah, utpata, paka, paka you can take, no, you can say, no, utpaka is swelling. But now that word is not there anyway. Utpata. Utpata means suddenly arising unpredictable, uncontrollable natural crisis is utpata. Paka means the consequence. So consequences, janita, born. The consequences born of the sudden, unpredictable, uncontrollable natural crisis calamities. Maha upasarga, such as diseases. Maha upasarga, such as ailments and diseases. Ashu, soon. Prashamam, naya, lead them to destruction. Means what? Destroy them. Is it clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Utpakaha means swelling, but not utpaka, is not, there's no word utpaka. Utpata. Is it clear?
Utpataha. So prashama means destroy.
Ilma, aya. Prashama means destruction. Prashamam destruction. Naya means take it to destruction. Alivirka kondushel means what? Ali. See, sometimes they use this nouns and do verbs, they use just to, for the sake of adjusting the meter. See, because they want to encrypt the mantras inside. So they will take only such words. See, you must be able to get the story outside. And inside they also encrypt the mantras. Narayanam should be studied for all young people. Okay. So devi prasida paripalaya noribhite nityam yatha suravadada dunaiva sadyaha. Just as you protected us by destroying demons, you protected us. Similarly, may protect us always from the fear of enemies, and may you destroy all the sins, evils of all worlds soon, and also may you destroy all the utpata paka, suddenly, unexpectedly rising, uncontrollable, unpredictable situations, caused problems and ailments. Maha upasargan prashamam naya. Is it clear? Very nice prayer. It's relevant prayer for today. These days. Devi prasida paripalaya noribhitehe nityam yatha suravadada dhunaiva sadyaha papani sarva jagatam prashamam nayashu utpata paka janitam scha mahopasargan. Next. Pranatanam prasidatvam devi vishwartiharini Trailokya vasinamidye lokanam varadabhava pranatanam prasidatvam devi vishwartiharini Trailokya vasinamidye lokanam varadabhava pranatanam prasidatvam devi vishwartiharini Trailokya vasinamidye Loka nam varada bhava. No, tvam pranatanam prasida. Prasida, again, prasida. Prasida means may you confer thy grace. May you be pleased. May you confer thy grace. Prasida, arulvi, arulvi raha. Prasida, whom pranatanam, may you confer thy grace upon those who bowed to you. Those who have bowed to you. Pranata means those who have bowed. The one who has bowed is Pranataha. Pranatasya, the one who has bowed to him. Pranatanam, possessive plural. So you should take it in the sense of fourth case. Pranatanam, prasida. May you confer the grace upon those who bow to you. Or those who have bowed to you. Vanangiyavargalukku arul purivayaga. Tvam pranatanam prasida. O Devi, tvam you confer the grace upon those who have bowed to you. Trailokya vasinam idya. Idya means she who is glorified. But idya means what? She who is, oh glorified one. Hey Devi, who is glorified by the people of all three worlds, by the inhabitants of all three worlds. Trailokya vasinam means what? Trailokya vasibihi. Possessive plural, but you must take it in the sense of third case. Okay? Trailokya vasinam idya devi. So idye, vocative case. O devi, who is worshipped? Idya, worshipable. She who is worshipped by the inhabitants of all three worlds. Trailokya vasinam idye. O Devi, may you shower the grace upon those who have bowed to you. Then lokanam varada bhava, may you become, bhava means be or become. May you be the bestower of boons of all the worlds. Lokanam varada bhava, may you be the bestower of boons of all the worlds. Actually, if you take it as the fourth case, may you be the bestower of boons to all the worlds. Or bestower of boons to all the worlds. Ella ulagangalukkum varangalai kodupavalaga aaviraga. Varada bhava. Bhava, may you become or may you be the bestower of boons of all worlds. That's all. Pranatanam prasidatvam devi vishwartiharini. Trailokyavasinamidye lokanam varada bhava. Next. Devi vacha. Varadaham suragana. Varam yanmanasechata. Tamrunadhum prayachami. Jagatamupakarakam. Varadaham suragana. Varam yanmanasechata. Tamrunadhum prayachami. Jagatamupakarakam. Varadaham suragana. Varam yanmanasechata. Tamrunadhum prayachami. Jagatamupakarakam. Suraganaha. See, it's an evocative case. Suraganaha, suraganau, suraganaha. Oh, groups of devas. Mean what? Oh, all devas. Aham varada. Now, Devi is telling. Devi vacha. Don't forget, please make mention. Devi vacha. Devi tells now. The previous verse was the request presented by devas. All devas requested her to bless, give boons and all. To be the bestower of boons. Now, in this verse, Devi is blessing. Devi vacha. Devi tells. Devi said. Like Uvacha, you know Uvacha very well, all of you. Bhagavad Gita, Adik, quite often Uvacha. Devi vacha. Varadaham suragana. Varam yanmanasechata. Varadaham suragana. Varam yanmanasechata. Tamvrunudham prayachami. Jagatamupakarakam. Varadaham suragana. Varam yanmanasechata. tamrunadvam prayachami jagatamupakarakam. Hey Suraganaha, means what? Sura means Deva. Hey, oh groups of Devas, oh all Devas. Aham Varada, I am the bestower of boons. Devi is telling, Aham Varada. She introduces herself, okay? Aham Varada. I am the bestower of boons. Yam varam manasa ichchatha. Yenda varatte manasinal virumbugirigalo. Yam varam manasa ichchatha. Whichever boon you desire in your mind, you desire mentally. Whichever boon you desire mentally, don't feel bad. You don't need to open your mouth and ask me. Even if you have desire in your mind, if you feel very shy sometimes, express your desire. So, yam, varam, manasa, ichchata. Whichever desire, whichever boon you mentally desire, jagatam upakarakam. But the desire which you mentally desire must be what? Must be helpful of the world. Jagatam upakarakam. You have desire in your mind which is not, which is destructive of the universe, means Devi won't give. So, supportive and helpful of the worlds. Jagatam, of all the worlds. Upakarakam, helpful, supportive. If you, I am the bestower of bones, and if you have desire mentally, no, if you desire, it's a verb which is ichchata. Ichchata, second person plural. Ichchata, if you desire any boon, yam varam, any boon, manasa ichchata, if you desire mentally, and if that desire which is helpful of the worlds, all the worlds, tam vrunudvam, may you ask for that boon. Tam vrunudvam means what? May you choose to ask. Vrunudvam is a second person imperative plural. Tam vrunudvam, may you choose to ask for that boon. So, yam varam jagatam upakarakam yam varam manasa ichchata, that desire which you desire, that boon which you desire mentally, which is helpful of all the worlds, tam vrunudvam, that desire may you choose to ask. Prayachami, I give. See, if you really pray for any, if you have genuine prayer for the world, you can feel free to ask Devi. She will definitely give. Prayachami. It's called varapradhanam. I will give you. No. Prayachami, I give that boon. Tam vrunudvam, aham prayachami. If the prayer is for universal good, definitely prayer will be answered. So, Suraganaha, hey Suraganangale, aham varada, varangale kudukkindraval. Yam varam manasa ichchata, yenda varate manadinal virumbugirgalo. Ulangalukkellam udaviyaga irukkindra yenda varate virumbugirgalo. Tam vunudvam adai kelungal, anda varate kelungal. Prayachami naan kudukkiren. Okay, I gave you some time for other people to write in English. When I blabber something in Tamil, people, other people, you don't need to worry, okay? The time given for you to write your English notes. Okay. Deva uchuhu sarva badha prashamanam trailokyasya akhileshwari eva mevatvaya karyam asmadvairi vinashanam sarva badha prashamanam trailokyasya akhileshwari eva mevatvaya karyam asmadvairi vinashanam. Nice verse. Deva uchuhu, Deva say, because Devi told them to ask for a boon which is helpful for all the worlds. Now they are asking. Sarva badha prashamanam trailokyasya akhileshwari evameva tvaya karyam asmadvairi vinashanam. Now they are asking, tvaya karyam, it must be done by you. O Devi, this must be done by you. Unnal seyyapada vendiyathu idu. Tvaya karyam, what should be done by you? Now Devas are asking, they don't have any shy now. They don't feel shy. They feel very free to ask Devi. Tvaya karyam. This must be done by you. What? First of all, they're addressing Devi as what? Akhileshwari, O ruler of all. Akhilanam Ishwari, Akhileshwari. Akhila Ishwari. No, Akhileshwari, Gunasandhi. Akhileshwari, O ruler of all. First thing, Prashamanam Tvaya karyam. Destruction must be done by you. Destruction of what? Sarva Badhaha. Destruction of all afflictions of all three worlds must be done by you. Trilokyasya Sarva Badha Prashamanam Tvaya Karyam. This is number one boon. They ask. Sarva Badha means what? All forms of afflictions. So, destruction of shamanam, shamanam, prashamanam means destruction. Destruction, elimination, eradication, removal of sarva badha, all forms of afflictions of all three worlds, trilokyasya tvaya karyam. Okay? Little translation of the mantra. Trilokyasya sarva badha prashamanam tvaya karyam. First, prayer number one. Number two, boon. They're asking. Evameva, in the same way. Okay, evameva, avvidame. Evameva, in the same way. Asmad vairi vinashanam tvaya karyam. Asmad our vairi enemy, vinashanam destruction. In the same, where is the enemy? There's no enemy outside. In the same way, okay, the destruction of our inner enemies also must be done by you. The two things they ask for. One is, may you give us the boon of what? The destruction of all forms of afflictions of all three worlds outside. Then, similarly, in the same way, may you, it must be done by you that the destruction of enemies, our enemies, the inner enemies. Asmad vairi vinashanam. Vairi means enemy. Tvaya karyam. Asmad vairi vinashanam tvaya karyam. The destruction of our inner enemies, our own enemies must be done by you. The destruction of the afflictions of all three worlds also must be done by you. So nice prayer. Sarva badha prashamanam trailokyasya akhileshwari eva mevatvaya karyam asmadvairi vinashanam. Sarva badha prashamanam trailokyasya akhileshwari eva mevatvaya karyam asmadvairi vinashanam. Okay.
Swamini. In the Sapta Sloki, was it made up by picking up some of the important verses from here and put together?
Yes, right. Yes, I have mentioned, I have given introduction. Have you heard it? Thiru.
All right.
Have you heard it?
No, I haven't. Okay.
Okay. I know you'll get the note. You would have got it. No, how come you missed it?
No, I have got it, but I have not heard it as yet.
Okay. As Lakshmi, because now we had to, that's why I edit them. I don't want people to everybody send the messages, so because you'll get lost somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway, no, I made sankalpa to do that also. Now we have to do it every day. No way, no choice. Pannuvo, you Bhagavanakku, onnu Vishnuukku, onnu Ambaalukku pannitomna, that's enough. Devi vacha vaivasvate namakalla, we don't know how long are we going to be alive also, Thiru. Anala, what I'm thinking, the best thing we have to do is praying to Bhagavan. Of course, we'll be there. I'm not saying we'll be going tomorrow, day after. We don't know. So best thing is...
I am much older than you, Swamini.
No. I'm saying all of us. Everybody.
So, we can also go.
I'm not saying that we should not... What we're saying, the best thing is to... At least when we are able to do this, we should do. Suppose we have to worry about the food and shelter and all those things, and we can't do all those things. By Bhagavan's grace, we are play such a situation that we are not meant to worry. We are able to do it. And imagine this technology, Zoom. Amazing. We are sitting and talking like I am sitting in a drawing room and talking to you. Okay. Devi Vacha Vaivasva. So Devi said, now Deva said, again Devi is speaking. Devi Vacha Devi Uvacha Vaivasvatentare Prapte Ashtavimshati Me Yuge Shumbho Nishumbhas Chaivanya Utpatsyete Mahasurau. Now you learn lot of sandhis also hereafter. I'm in my chandi class, every day I send you slokas, you learn chandi, sandhi also. Vaivasvate antare, vaivasvate antare, pururupa sandhi. Vaivasvate antare prapte ashtavimshati me. Vaivasvate antare prapte. Ashtavimshati me yuge. Shumbho, shumbaha, nishumbaha cha. Shumbaha, nishumbaha cha. Shumbho, nishumbas cha. The Visarga Sandhi. Shumbaha, nishumbaha, shumbho, nishumbaha. Nishumbaha cha, nishumbas cha. Makes not of sandhis. Nishumbaha cha, nishumbas cha. Cha, eva, chaiva, vriddhi sandhi. Anya, anyau. Shumbaha, nishumbaha cha, eva, anyau. Utpatsyete, ayavayava sandhi. Anyau. Utpatsyete Mahasurau. Again, now Devi is telling, hey, don't think these demons are over. They'll come again. Before plague, now corona. Okay? Like that. Vaivasvatentare prapte ashtavimshati me yuge shumbho nishumbas chaivanya utpatsyete Mahasurau. Vaivasvate antare. Okay, see, Vaivasvata is the Manvantaram. I told that there's a period of time is called Manvantaram. Okay, I'll let you know all those things later on. But Vaivasvatam here is a one of the Manvantaras. There are 14 Manvantaras. And one of the Manvantaras is called Vaivasvata Manvantaram. It's a seventh Manvantara. So he says, Vaivasvate Manvantara, Vaivasvate Antare means Vaivasvata Manvantara. In that period of seventh Manvantaram, Vaivasvate Antare means Vaivasvata Manvantaratil, which is a seventh Manvantara. So during the seventh Manvantara called Vaivasvatam, Vaivasvate antare ashtavimshati me yuge. In the 20th, ashtavimshati means 28th. In the 28th yuga. In the Vaivasvata manvantara, in the 28th yuga, Shumbaha Nishumbaha cha. Shumba and Nishumba. Anyau. Shumba and Nishumba. Again, other two demons also. Utpatsyete. Utpatsyete means what? Will be born. Utpatsyete. Utpatyavarhal. Will be born. So in Vaivasvata Manvantara, the seventh Manvantara known as Vaivasvata Manvantara, in the 28th Yuga, Shumba and Nishumba, Shumbaha Nishumbaha cha, and also other two demons, names are not mentioned. Shumbaha, Nishumbaha and other two demons, Mahasurau, Utpatsyete means will originate, will be born. Thondruvargal. Then what happens? Devi is already promising. They will come, those fellows, I'll also come here to control them. She's saying, Nanda Gopagrihi. Is God, is it clear now? That verse is clear? See, Vaivaswate Antare Prapte. When the Vaivaswata Mantara, Vaivaswata Manvantaram, the seventh Manvantaram, I'm adding seventh Manvantaram, comes, then Ashtavimshatime Yuge, the 28th Yuga, Shumbaha Nishumbaha Cha, Shumba and Nishumba, and also Anyau Mahasurau, two other demons, Utpatsyete will originate, will be born. Then Devi says, those fellows come, I will come following them to keep them in check control. She says, Nanda Gopa Grihe Jata Yashoda Garbhasambhava. Nanda Gopa Grihe Jata Yashoda Garbhasambhava. Tatasto Nasha Ishyami Vindhya Chalanivasini. Nanda Gopa Grihe Jata Yashoda Garbhasambhava. Tatasto Nasha Ishyami Vindhya Chalanivasini. Nanda Gopa Grihe Jata Yashoda Garbhasambhava. Tatasto Nasha Ishyami Vindhya Chalanivasini. Now Tataha Nandagopa Grihe Jata. Nandagopa Grihe Jata. So Devi, who was, who would be Tataha then, that time, okay, when this demons will be born, that time, Nandagopa Grihe Jata. Yashoda Garbha Sambhava. Nanda Gopa Grihe Yashoda Garbha Sambhava Jata. Then being born as the daughter of Yashoda in the house of Nanda Gopa, then I'll be born as the daughter of Pirandavalaha Aven. I will be born. Jata means born. So I'll be born as daughter of Yashoda in the house of Nandagopa. Then Vindhyachala Nivasini. And I'll be there as a resident of Vindhya Mountain. Vindhya Achala Nivasini. I'll be there as a resident of the Vindhya Achala, Vindhya Mountain. Vindhya Malayil Vasikindravalaha. Then Tau Nasa Ishyami. I shall destroy those two demons. I shall destroy those Shumba and Asura, Shumba and Nishumba, other two demons also. I shall destroy those two demons as a resident of Vindhya Mountain, Vindhyachala Nivasini, being born in the womb of, being born through the womb of Yashoda, Yashoda Garbha Sambhava, being born in the womb of Yashoda, in the house of Nanda Gopa, I will destroy those two demons. Tataha, then, Nanda Gopa Grihe, Nanda Gopa de Vittile, யசோதா கர்ப்பசம்பவா ஜாதா, யசோதனுடைய கர்ப்பத்தின் மூலமாக பிறந்தவளாக, விந்தியா அச்சல நிவாசினி, விந்திய மலையில் வசிக்கின்றவளாக, தௌ நாசயிஷ்யாமி, அவன் அரக்கர்களை கொள்வேன், அவ்விரு அரக்கர்களை கொள்வேன், அழிப்பேன். ஐ ஷல் டெஸ்ட்ராய் தோஸ் டூ டீமன்ஸ் ஆஸ் த ஒன் ரெசைடிங் இன் தி விந்தியா மவுண்டன் பார்ன் இன் தி வூம் த்ரூ தி வூம்ப் ஆஃப் யசோதா இன் தி ஹவுஸ் ஆஃப் நந்தகோபா. சோ நந்தகோப கிரகே யசோதா கர்ப்பசம்பவா ஜாதா, ததஹ விந்தியாச்சல நிவாசினி, ததஹ தௌ நாசயிஷ்யாமி. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ததஹ நந்தகோப கிரகே யசோதா கர்ப்பசம்பவா ஜாதா விந்தியாச்சல நிவாசினி தௌ நாசயிஷ்யாமி. திஸ் இஸ் தி ப்ரோசீடர். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஓகே. புனரப்யதி ரௌத்ரேண ரூபேண பிருத்திவீதலே, புனரப்யதி ரௌத்ரேண ரூபேண பிருத்திவீதலே, அவதீர்யஹ நிஷ்யாமி வைப்ரசித்தாம்ஸ்ச தானவான், பக்ஷயந்த்யாஸ்ச தானுக்ரான், வைப்ரசித்தான் மஹாசுரான், ரக்தாதந்தா பவிஷ்யந்தி தாடிமீ குசுமோபமாஹ. புனரப்யதி ரௌத்ரேண ரூபேண பிருத்திவீதலே, அவதீர்யஹ நிஷ்யாமி வைப்ரசித்தாம்ஸ்ச தானவான், புனரப்யதி ரௌத்ரேண ரூபேண பிருத்திவீதலே, அவதீர்ய கனிஷ்யாமி வைப்ரசித்தாம்ஸ்ச தானவான். புனஹ அபி, புனஹ அகெய்ன், அபி ஆல்சோ, அதிரௌத்ரேண ரூபேண. அதிரௌத்ரம் மீன்ஸ் டெரிபிள், அதிரௌ வெரி டெரிபிள், ஹைலி டெரிபிள், ரூபேண இன் ஹைலி டெரிபிள் ஃபியர்ஸ் ஃபார்ம், வித் அ ஹைலி டெரிபிள் ஃபியர்ஸ் ஃபார்ம், அதி ரௌத்ரேண ரூபேண. புனஹ அபி, புனஹ அகெய்ன், அதிரௌத்ரேண ரூபேண அபி, பிருத்திவீதலே, பிருத்திவி தலம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பூமி ஒன், தி எர்த். அவதீரிய, ஹேவிங் டிசெண்டட் ஆன் திஸ் எர்த், ஆர் டிசெண்டிங் ஆன் திஸ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், டிசெண்டிங் ஆன் திஸ் எர்த், டிசெண்டிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் வித் த ஹைலி டெரிபிள் ஃபார்ம் அகெய்ன், வைப்ரசித்தான். வைப்ரசித்தான் மீன்ஸ் சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் விப்ரசித்தா, விப்ரசித்தி, சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் விப்ரசித்தி அவன் வைப்ரசித்தான். வைப்ரசித்தான் ஹூ ஆர் தே, தேர் ஆர் சோ கைண்ட் ஆஃப் டீமன்ஸ், தானவான் ச ஹனிஷ்யாமி. தேவி இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி கிவிங் ஹர் ப்ராஜெக்ட், நெக்ஸ்ட் நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ராஜெக்ட் ஷி ஆல்ரெடி டெல்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் ஹர் ப்ராஜெக்ட். ஷி சேஸ் சோ புனஹ அபி அகெய்ன், அதிரௌத்ரேண ரூபேண வித் மோர் ஃபியர்ஸ் ஃபார்ம், டெரிபிள் ஃபார்ம், ஃப்ரைட்னிங் ஃபார்ம், பிருத்திவீதலே அவதீரிய, பீங் பார்ன் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், பீங் பார்ன் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஆர் ஆன் திஸ் எர்த், வைப்ரசித்தான் தானவான், த டீமன்ஸ் சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் விப்ரசித்தி, ஹனிஷ்யாமி ஐ ஷல் கில். So I shall again incarnate on earth in a ferocious form and slay the demons, the sons of Viprachittas. Okay, once I have finished it, then I can do the philosophical significance also. I'll do it afterwards. Let me do it first of all. Is it clear now? पुनरप्यति रौद्रेण रूपेण पृथ्वीतले पुनः अपि मीण्डुम् அதிரௌத்ரேன மிக கொடிய ரூபேன ரூபத்துடன் பிருத்திவி தலே சரோஜினி அம்மா டுடே அவத்தீரிய ஹனிஷ்யாமி அவத்தீரிய மீன்ஸ் வாட் டெசெண்டிங் அவதரித்து ஹனிஷ்யாமி அஷல் கில் ஹூம் வைப்ரசித்தான் தானவான் தி டீமன்ஸ் நோன் அஸ் வைப்ரசித்தாஸ் சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் விப்ரசித்தி ஓகே இட்ஸ் ஓகே டு கண்டினியூ ஆர் ஸ்டாப் பக்ஷயந்த்யாஸ்ச தானுக்ரான் வைப்ரசித்தான் மகாசுரான் ரக்தாதந்தா பவிஷ்யந்தி தாடிமீ குசுமோபமாஹ பக்ஷயந்த்யாஸ்ச தானுக்ரான் வைப்ரசித்தான் மகாசுரான் ரக்தாதந்தா பவிஷ்யந்தி தாடிமீ குசுமோபமாஹ பக்ஷயந்த்யாஸ்ச தானுக்ரான் வைப்ரசித்தான் மகாசுரான் ரக்தாதந்தா பவிஷ்யந்தி தாடிமீ குசுமோபமாஹ Now, Bakshayantyascha Tanugran. No, no, I take it back it now. Wait. Ugran. First word is Ugran. Ugran. Vaiprachittan. Ugran. Vaiprachittan. உக்ரான் வைப்ரசித்தான் தான் மகாசுரான் பக்ஷயந்த்யாஹ பக்ஷயந்த்யாஹ தந்தாஹ ச பக்ஷயந்த்யாஹ தந்தாஹ ச ரக்தாஹ ரக்தாஹ தாடிமி குசும உபமாக தாடிமி குசும உபமாக பவிஷ்யந்தி ஓகே ஹி சேஸ் ஐ வில் கில் தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹி ஷீ செட் நவ் ஷீ சேயிங் உக்ரான் வைப்ரசித்தான் தான் மகாசுரான் அந்த உக்ரமான வைப்ரசித்திரன் சொல்லப்படுகின்ற இந்த கொடும் பெரியும் அசுரர்களை தின்கின்றவளாகிய தின்கின்றவளுடைய பற்கள் எல்லாம் சிவப்பாக மாதுளை பழத்தின் பூ கொப்பாக ஆகப் போகின்றன. தேவி இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி கிவிங் தி டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன். யூ ஹேவ் டு சீ தட். சீ உக்ரான்னு வைப்ரசித்தான் தான் மகாசுரான்னு பக்ஷயந்தியாக பக்ஷயந்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஈகாராந்த ஸ்திலிங்க சப்தகா த ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் ஈட்டிங் தின்கின்றவள் சாப்பிடுகின்றவள் அது பக்ஷயந்தி மாடுபவளு ஊட்ட மாடுபவளு பக்ஷயந்தி ஓகே ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் ஈட்டிங் ஹி சேஸ் ஆஃப் ஹர் ஹூ இஸ் ஈட்டிங் ஈட்டிங் ஹூம் தோஸ் ஃபியர்ஸ் terrible big demons known as viprachittas viprachittas so those big those great demons taan them whom those great demons who are they viprachittan okay known as viprachittas sons of viprachittas Ugran, fierce, terrible, those terrible, great demons known as Vaiprachittas, them, Bakshayantyaha, Devi, she who is eating them, her, Bakshayantyaha, Sapdihindravaludaya, Tingindravaludaya, Bakshayantyaha is a positive case of Bakshayanti. dantaha, the teeth, cha, dantaha, the teeth of Devi who is eating. The teeth of the Devi would be eating those great demons known as, great fierce demons known as Vaiprachittas. Dantaha, the teeth of Devi will become Bhavishyanti, will become what? Red, Raktaha. Means how? Dadimi Kusma Upamaha. Dadimi means pomegranate. Kusma means flower. Upamaha is similar. So that Devi's teeth will be red in color. Okay. Like what? Like the deep orange, deep red color. That the deep red flower of pomegranate. Dadimi Kusuma Upamaha Bhavishyanti. Raktaha Bhavishyanti. The demon's teeth will be red like the flower of pomegranate, like the pomegranate flower. Dadimi Kusma Upamaha. Adu Madhulai Puvir Koppana. Dadimi Kusuma Upamaha. Dadimi Kusuma means flower. So Madhulayin Puvir Koppana. Sivanda Parkalaha. Devi Nudayade Parkalahi Vidam. Yena. They will be eating those demons, great demons. Yen feast, I the gantage. See, can you imagine that the beauty is, the story tells that Devi's teeth will become red like a pomegranate flower. But the problem is, there's a nice story on the top. Inside mantras are encrypted. You have to use a word, you have to use such letters. You also get the meaning outside, the meaningful sentence. It may sound funny. Devi will be the eater of all the demons. But still the meaningful sentence, her teeth will become like, teeth will be red like a pomegranate flower. The meaningful sentence is meaningful sentence, but inside the mantras are hidden. Amazing it is. Amazing. An easy joke. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.